This is PWTorch.com assistant editor James Caldwell, joined by Torch SmackDown specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the disastrous January 16th Raw from Cleveland, coming off of the Royal Rumble the night before. I don't know what happened in this show. They came up with some sort of explanation for Randy Orton that seemed like they drew it up on a piece of paper at Denny's at 3 in the morning, followed by the worst punches of all time from Shane McMahon. That's a long list of worst punchers in wrestling history. Shane just put himself in the Hall of Fame. Greg, what are your thoughts on this show? It's such an instant reaction of a negativity for me, but what are your thoughts on what stood out to you and the follow-up from the Rumble, and just your thoughts on the bookend Orton segments and how they played up his character coming out of last week's show and the Rumble victory last night?
Well, I sure didn't think it was a good show. I don't know if I thought it was as bad as you did, but then again, the past couple of weeks I've been down on Raw and most everyone else has been, you know, very supportive of it. So, you know, I kind of thought I was losing my touch there, but I guess I'm back on the bandwagon this week. The thing that stood out to me was Randy Orton was the focus of the show, which he should have been. But the final segment just killed a crowd that was hot all night. And there was a point where I was listening for their reaction to see, and they were like booing, you know, Shane for his performance. And you know, there were so many things wrong with that segment. I just don't know where to begin. So I'll save it for when that segment actually comes up and we're discussing it.
Yeah, I agree on that. On both what you're saying and that we'll wait to just rant and rave until the end. So, free site listeners who are getting the sample audio, sorry, we're going to have to make you pay for the full analysis of Shane's punches later on in the update. So, but we will discuss IED, which was the opening of the show. Orton comes out with DiBiase, Cody, some men in suits. And he begins to give some, it was so lame, the explanation that he has impermanent explosive disorder, which caused him to snap. 16 million Americans are affected by this. So he goes into an uncontrollable rage. That's what happened last week when he punted Steph in the head. And then he's going to sue WWE if he's booted out of the Rumble and fired. Steph didn't come out. I thought she was going to come out and save this, but... which is sad when you're depending on her to come save the segment. But this whole thing was just, I don't know, it's such a stretch of a storyline. Orton basically said that he's better than everyone in the entire company. He'll sue for breach of contract if he's not allowed to main event WrestleMania like he earned the right to last night. He gave this sort of half apology to McMahon, read it from a piece of paper, and then he left the ring. They showed Stephanie sitting back in the locker room area watching, very unhappy with Orton. So that's how they started the show. What do you think about this whole IED development and then the lawsuit threats? And was this the right progression? And what are your thoughts on Orton's promo itself?
Well, WWE pinned themselves into a corner again with the firing angle. Because and they've done this before, and it feels like Groundhog Day. They've done this thing before where they've attempted to fire a guy, but he does something that, you know, keeps him from getting fired at that moment, but there's nothing that keeps him from getting fired, you know, in the future. So, and usually the excuse is just what Stephanie gave at the end where, you know, firing you would be too easy. Usually that's the lame excuse they go for, and it's groan-inducing. But here, at least they went to the lengths of introducing this IED component of it. And the way I took it is that we're not supposed to believe that Randy actually has this. We're just supposed to believe this is a front for, you know, a desperate way for him to stop getting fired. And, you know, the same with the threats of losses. It's a desperate attempt by a guy who knows he should be fired and knows he's got this prime spot that he doesn't want to give up. So he's going to go through everything he can to stay in the company. And whether that's, you know, coming up with an illness he doesn't even have or threatening lawsuit after lawsuit, you know, that's what he's going to do. So that's kind of what I took away from it. So I guess I didn't think it was that bad. You know, the insincere apology, we just saw that last week with Jericho. Although Orton was, you know, reading from a piece of paper, which we can assume that he didn't write. So that was a little different twist on it. But it wasn't great, but I didn't think it was terrible either. At least they came up with some explanation of why they couldn't just fire Orton today with the IED. So I give them props for attempting something this time.
It seemed like, and Wade alluded to this in his report, that, you know, Vince is upset about something behind the scenes and he's making it play out on TV, and I get the feeling this is sort of related to probably the lawsuits from Canyon and Raven, you know, alleging independent contractor status was not valid, and then also with Darren Aronofsky, the director of the Wrestler, talking about wrestlers needing SAG unionization, and how that, you know, Eric Bischoff blogged a little while ago about that would pretty much cripple WWE. We kind of got that in the main event segment, which is Orton saying, I'll take down the entire company. I don't care about all you people. So I think it's trying to play up the McMahons as a sort of sympathetic figures who, you know, they created this great business, and, you know, it just takes one wrestler to just ruin the whole thing, and Orton's selfish, and kind of Orton representing all the selfish wrestlers who are trying to ruin WWE's business, I think, in McMahon's eyes. And I think that's what we're seeing playing out if we're going to just super psychoanalyze this. You kind of debate it back and forth on, you know, who's playing which role and what specifically is McMahon applying to the TV storyline. So, and I think that just kind of got in the way of what they had last week, which was just a TV wrestling storyline, which was Orton punting McMahon in the head, becoming a major heel, and then this week he's just kind of doing these lame apologies and taking a beating from Shane McMahon. It just felt very campy. I don't know, it wasn't capitalized on the mega heel status that Orton had last week. I think that was so disappointing because he was in such a position to be a strong heel, and I think this wasn't a very desirable way to follow up on that in my eyes, and I think that's what's mostly disappointing from this segment. But, Greg, do you have any thoughts on psychoanalyzing Vince here, or is it just kind of face value, or what are your thoughts on one, the direction, and why they went this direction?